My cat did a cat thing, so I threw it outside. It was a nice day, but she doesn't go out very much. Well, she disappeared. We started to get worried. Our oldest boy, Jude, searched the yard this way, that way, every place he could try to look into to see if the cat was there, but there was no sign of her. We even tried to call her with our, "Here, kitty, kitty." Nothing. It wasn't until after the sun had gone over the horizon that we heard a very scared, a very quiet meow. We found her. She was beside our driveway in a very hidden spot, just immovable, absolutely frightened by the dark and whatever lurks in that darkness. She wouldn't move at all. We heard her meowing, just faintly scared. It was Jenny who went down and picked her up, but even when she picked up the cat would still not move. It was still so terrified. You and I have wandered off more than once in our lives. And sometimes there's a fear that immobilizes us and prevents us from returning to the relationships with our whole selves. We become afraid, worried that people will see us for what we are. For we have secret addictions. We know the failures that we've endured at work. And we can see and feel the tension in the relationships that are fractured among us. We cannot return to that, is what we tell ourselves. Inside of our hearts, a self-rejection begins to stew. We're ashamed. Our failures plague us. The relationships that are fractured, it stings to think of them. And for a dark moment, we feel like we have no community, no true friendships, no people to rely on. In the darkest of those moments, we feel as though God Himself has abandoned us. I mean, after all, our actions have disobeyed God. Our actions have hurt others. And we've created a long list of failures in our work life. We don't want to return to that. Not with our whole selves. We can't return to that. Such were the sinners spoken of in today's reading. They felt like disappointments. They felt their struggles. They felt the weight of their pasts. But these were the ones whom Jesus collected into His company. He welcomed them. He sought after them and welcomed them in to love them, to notice them, to hear their stories. And the reading today said that these folks were hearing the words of Jesus. To hear the words of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke means that your life is beginning to show those seeds of faith, of repentance, of a conversion of life. There's change happening. This dumbfounded the Pharisees and the scribes. It made no sense. After all, they recalled some biblical wisdom. Proverbs 1 reads, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your feet from their paths." And Proverbs 13 reads, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." The Pharisees and the scribes, they felt an angst over being influenced by the foolish, by the sinners. What's this rabbi, this sage, this wise man doing in front of such company? The influence happened to be going the other way. from the Son of God to the sinner. These sinners were the community that Jesus gathered around himself. They continue to be the community that Jesus gathers around himself. Today is no different than then. Today, some of us gathered here in this place, we definitely feel like tax collectors and sinners. There's others among us in this space today. We feel like Pharisees, like scribes. And Jesus has sent none of us away. For you sinners and tax collectors, your heart is already touched. You have felt and tasted the beauty of God's love given to you through Jesus. You've seen the early signs of a faith that's churning in the soul, a faith that is slowly becoming repentance, a conversion of life. You've seen the Spirit of God at work. You've seen it, even if it's just a small glimpse. And perhaps best of all, you're beginning to allow yourself to be loved. For you Pharisees and scribes, your hearts today, they feel hardened, jaded. Your faith today refuses to become joy. And you look at the world around you, and you can't stand how disgusting some people's lives are. Repent. Begin to love. The Pharisees and the scribes among us may say that the whole world is falling to pieces. Everything's falling into moral chaos. The sinners and the tax collectors around us may say, yes, there is brokenness. But I have seen the healing work of the Son of God in my life and in the world around me, and that healer will win the day. These two polarities, tax collectors and sinners, Pharisees and scribes, these polarities are who we are today. And Jesus has sent none of us away. Sometimes we feel like we are both at the same time. And sometimes we like to switch it up day after day. But here we are gathered around the words of Jesus, around his body and blood, and we remember today one of those words that Jesus taught us. He said that the love of God is like a shepherd who left 99 scribes and Pharisees behind for just a moment in order to pursue that one foolish sinner. Today we celebrate and we remember that we have been gathered. And indeed, the Lord has returned to us. And like a woman who searched endlessly for her lost coin, that is like the love of God for you and for all people in this world. A relentless pursuit. A relentless love. And so there is much joy when the lost is found, when the sinner repents, for the person who has felt like they have had no community, no home, when they feel welcomed, there is much rejoicing. And we celebrate. We celebrate because even today, the Spirit of God is working within our hearts in this time, in this place. We have seen, whether we are Pharisees or tax collectors, we have seen something of Jesus at work within our souls, within the souls of those around us. There's a churning. Little by little, we see the conversion of life, but more so, we see radiant faith, a trust. Jesus, the healer, the gatherer, is on the move. For in him, All the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Colossians 1. Jesus is gathering us into an internal community where every single person is loved, is cherished, and every single one of us will walk through the valley of repentance, where every single step is made in the awareness that we are forgiven, we are beloved, and Jesus will always show his mercy. And as we're gathered, we will continue seeing ourselves becoming more welcoming, welcoming one another, because Jesus first welcomed us. Children of God, this is what it's like to live in the kingdom of God. Amen. Now may the peace that only Jesus can bring into this world fill your hearts and guard your minds in the same Christ Jesus.